As we are in the interregnum period now between the death of Pope Francis and the election of his successor, and as we enter into this weekend where at the Vatican they will be celebrating Pope Francis's funeral, I thought it would be interesting for us to just reflect on the role of the Holy Spirit in the selection of the new pontiff. Many of you, myself included, probably were told as kids that when the conclave is called, the Holy Spirit picks the Pope. That is actually not true. The cardinals pick the Pope, not the Holy Spirit. We hope the cardinals are inspired by the Holy Spirit, but we don't know if they are or not. And I did a lot of research on this as a seminarian, only to discover all of my childhood illusions about the Holy Spirit somehow descending on the conclave were not true. But there are moments, of course, when we see the Holy Spirit's action in the selection of the Holy Father very, very clearly. And I want to take you to one of 110 years or so ago, the conclave of 1914. And I bring this up because it has everything to do with our responsorial psalm today. The response was, "The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone." This is taken from Psalm 118. So let me set the stage for you. In 1914, right before World War I began, the Pope reigning in Rome was Pius X. If you don't know much about Pius X, Pius X was once upon a time the Patriarch of Venice, a very, very poor man growing up, and became a member of the clergy and rose to the heights of the clerical life, becoming Pope himself some years earlier. Pius X is also known to many of us for having lowered the age of receiving Holy Communion to the age of reason, which is 7, which I think is a very generous age. I think it's probably closer to 5. But in any case, the Pope decided it was age 7. So Pius X had a very powerful Secretary of State working for him at the Vatican at the time, a Spanish cardinal by the name of Mary Del Val. If you're familiar with the prayer, the Litany of Humility, he wrote that. Mary Del Val. And if you don't know the prayer, look it up. It's a great prayer to pray every day. I am always convicted by the prayer, the Litany of Humility. Mary Del Val and the other cardinals in Rome began to sense that Pius X was declining. This is in early 1914. And there's an interesting little twist here, because in this period leading up to 1914 and the slow health decline of Pius X, Mary Del Val made it a certainty that he would make sure that there were no rivals to his ascendancy to be Pius X's successor. Mary Del Val was considered to be, as we call them, papabile, someone who can become Pope next. And this is all the politicking and intrigue of the Vatican, right? So there was in Bologna, 175 miles north, a very, very dynamic and charismatic young Archbishop of Bologna. His name, Giacomo della Chiesa. Beautiful name, James of the Church. So James of the Church, Giacomo della Chiesa, and Bologna normally had as their archbishop a cardinal. And Giacomo della Chiesa was very close to his clergy, and they went to Pius X, and they said to Pius X, "You know, our archbishop should be a cardinal who will elect your successor, but your Secretary of State, Mary Del Val, won't have it because he's afraid Giacomo della Chiesa is going to be his rival at the next conclave. It's so obvious." So on the last list of cardinals that Pius X made, even though Mary Del Val purposely excluded Giacomo della Chiesa, Pius X, by his own hand, wrote in his name, and he became a cardinal. Months later, Pius X dies after the consistory that elevated Giacomo della Chiesa to cardinal. And would you believe, on the second vote of the next conclave, when everyone thought Mary Del Val would be the next pope, Giacomo della Chiesa became Benedict XV. He had only been a cardinal for months and was so well regarded by all the cardinals in the Curia that even though he was one of the youngest cardinals in the conclave and the most recently made cardinal, he leapfrogged everybody to become Benedict XV. But the drama only was to begin. What ends up happening is, in the old days, at the installation mass of the new pope, at that time we called it a coronation mass, because he wore a papal tiara. Each of the cardinals had to come forward to the new pope, and as a sign of solidarity with the new pontiff, would have to get down on their knees and kiss the feet of the new pope seated in his cathedra. The pope's shoes, called buskins, each had relics of one of St. Peter and one of St. Paul. So the cardinals were venerating the relics as they were showing this sign of unity with the new Holy Father. So two by two, the cardinals come up to pay their respects to the new pope, Benedict XV. And finally, it's Mary Del Valle's turn. And Mary Del Valle kneels down in front of Benedict XV, the very man he tried to keep out of the curia and out of the conclave. And as he rose from kissing the pope's buskins, and he was about to stand, Benedict XV put his hands on his shoulders and prevented him. And he looked him in the eye, and in Latin said, "The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." Now, Mary Del Valle had had a significant conversion in this entire drama, seeing the working of the Holy Spirit. And so he continued, as the psalm goes. He said, "By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes." He knew the psalm by heart, too. So this is just an instance of not only papal intrigue, but in fact, the Holy Spirit does work in the church in some of the most dramatic ways. At this very moment, Benedict XV was expected to send Mary Del Valle into retirement back to Spain, because they were such rivals, and it was well known. But Benedict XV prophetically saw what would become World War I on the horizon, and he knew how powerful Mary Del Valle would be in helping to try to assuage its effects. So as a matter of solidarity with the other cardinals who loved Mary Del Valle, many of them did, he was only second in the running, he decided to keep him on as an act of reconciliation. But both of them in their memoirs write, their greatest regret was not everything that had happened regarding this election I mentioned, but the fact that neither of them, even working together, were able to stop World War I, which was, obviously, as we know, devastating to Europe and to the world. So anyway, when you wonder if the Holy Spirit is working among the cardinals, it happens. And I really hope it happens soon. May Jesus Christ, the King and leader of our church, be praised both now and forever. Amen.